Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul. It's the sixth day of April, the Saturday after Easter. Eastertide has been happening all week long. I pray that Easter has been the kickoff to a new season for you and a new beginning. And I'm just believing God for great things for you and yours. We are in a very exciting season at the Garden Church of the Midlands. Having come through Easter, we are now 1 week away from our Charter Member Sunday, and it is my honor to have my dad and mom come down from Missouri to be with us. My father, Rick White, is going to preach the sermon on the 14th day of April. If you're in the Columbia, South Carolina area, come and be with us at the Garden Church. Our website, MidlandsGardenChurch.org, or you can find the directions at my website, paulwhiteministries.com. We would love to be with you 10:30 on Sunday morning. Any Sunday morning, particularly that 14th, is going to be a special day. Well, last Sunday was a special day for sure. It was Easter, and I know you celebrated with your local community of believers, but I'm going to air for you the sermon from our service last Sunday morning on tomorrow's Sunday full sermon drop at paulwhiteministries.com. Audio available wherever you get your podcasts, video available at our website and our YouTube channel, PWM. Of course, this one's a little different because it's Easter. I take it from the lectionary reading from John 20. All the four Gospels tell the story of the resurrection, but I take the John version, and I don't even focus on the story. I don't read the whole story top to bottom because we had our gospel reading just before we started the sermon and the entire church sat through the reading of it. So I just used some verses to highlight some ideas. I titled the message, Meet the Gardener. Let me give you a little point of order on this one before I introduce what that's all about. This one had some audio issues at about the 3/4 mark, a little more than that. I used my lapel mic like always. I got to the end of the sermon and reached down to turn it off and realized it wasn't on. Well, I thought, oh, well, I messed up, didn't turn it on, and I was a little bit, about half depressed, thinking I'd missed the sermon. I got home and plugged it in and realized that I'd ran out of memory, but I had gotten 23 minutes of the sermon. The sermon was just less than 40. So I got most of it. And what I did was just switched over to the camera microphone for the last, 10 or 12 minutes. And that means it gets ambient sound. You can hear the sermon, but you get everything else in the room too. There's a big difference between what you're getting in the lapel and what you're getting on the camera mic. But I thought, if you've sat 23 minutes into a sermon that's not quite 40 minutes, surely you'll give a shot to those last 12 or 14 minutes to finish this off. So taking that risk, we go ahead and post it as is. So for those of you who listen on audio, you won't see the little screen warning that says the audio's different from here on. But I'm letting you know a little behind the curtain as to why that occurred. The sermon's called Meet the Gardener. It's Mary, who I make 3 points. She doesn't know that he's alive. In fact, she doesn't even have the faith that he's going to resurrect. None of them did. You could argue that the Mary that anointed him with oil on the Wednesday before the cross did, because she did it in lieu of his burial. Mary Magdalene comes not thinking he's going to rise from the dead. She sees Jesus but doesn't recognize him. That's point two. People are looking at Jesus a lot of times and don't see him because they're looking for something else. And then the third point is she saw him, supposing him to be the gardener. And I present that she's not wrong. He is a gardener. And I close this message with why. Why is he a gardener? What does that mean? Meet the gardener. A message that I enjoyed immensely. You can feel and sense my excitement, I think, in the teaching and preaching of this. It was quite a fun time. Our verse today, because I always want to give you a verse, at least, we are making the turn from this prayer passage in Luke chapter 11, where we've had the Lord's Prayer and the friend comes at midnight, the ask, seek, knock. And the turn now comes into this little moment in which Jesus will he's going to cast out a devil, but then he's going to be accused of doing things in the power of Beelzebub. It leads to the famous House Divided speech. So let's read just the story today with some comment and then really dig into Jesus' mini-sermon, because he's going to give a little mini-sermon on the backside of this. Beginning in verse 14, he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. So it was when the demon had gone out that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. The text indicates that it's the demon that's mute. And so when the demon goes out, the person can speak. Sort of an indication that the power of the demonic in this case was manifesting as if there was an issue with the person, but the issue was not neurological or psychological. The issue was the demonic, that there are some things in the realm of the spirit that have a negative impact on the physical man, that they literally cause you problems. They cause you maladies. They cause you illnesses. Jesus doesn't give a master class on how to identify that. He doesn't sit there and say, this person has this, this person has that. But he responds in the moment. And when he does, he casts the demon out, and the mute person can then speak. The multitudes marveled. As I read this today, anticipating reading but one verse for you, the part that really jumps out at me is the multitudes marveled. I know it's easy to get fascinated with the Jesus casting out devils. And I'm not saying I'm not fascinated by it, but I am amazed at the marveling passages. The people marveled at Jesus. I understand it to some extent. It's these nondescript little moments that we kind of just go past thinking they're fleshing out the story, but it's the whole story. He's marvelous. How could you look at him and not marvel? When we see him at work today in people's lives, it's still marvelous. If we're not occasionally marveling about Jesus, are we really seeing him? If this is just some intellectual exercise whereby add some Jesus principles and see if you can make your life better, I don't know that you'll marvel over that. Father, give us the marvelous Jesus today. More tomorrow. See you then. God bless.